When it comes to visual journeys, our expectations are profoundly shaped by Hollywood cinema. And we all know the kinds of journeys that unfold in your standard narrative 2-hour-long feature film. The hero or heroine sets out at the start, they embark on a journey, they meet obstacles and overcome them along the way, and finally they return home with a new and changed perception on life. In that model, the narrative proceeds from A through to Z as directly as possible and at as great a pace as possible. It travels in a straight line. Now, I think the artists in Unguided Tours offer journeys and stories of a different shape. Like Charlie Sofo, they might take lots of little incidents and string them together. Like Jae-hoon Lee, they might take a particular landscape and loop it to meditative effect. Like Ian Burns, they might take the cliches of Hollywood film and unpack and dismantle them so we think about them critically. And for all of those reasons, I think that Rachel Kidori's work, which is the last work in the show, is also a good place to conclude this particular audio tour. And it's a nice place to conclude precisely because it is a work that refuses the idea of an ending. It refuses the idea of coming to the conclusion of a particular story. What we see projected on Rachel's screen sculpture is an image of a journey through some Australian bush. And it's the kind of slow gliding tracking shot which, if we were to see it in a cinema, we might associate with a moment of great suspense. Perhaps this is the viewpoint of a hunter who's seeking his enemy. Perhaps it's the viewpoint of an explorer who is seeking treasure in an exotic forest. But the enemy or the reward does not reveal itself. Instead, something strange happens in the object that Rachel has created. The footage seems to meet itself in a mirror that's attached to the screen, and as it does so, it flows endlessly away, and the forest seems to peel open in the manner of a Rorschach blot. Now, Rorschach blots were used by psychologists to encourage their patients to engage in free association and conversation. And I think if you stand in company with Rachel's work, you'll soon hear people seeing things in this forest landscape. A tree as it peels apart might look like a flayed animal pelt. Leaves as they peel apart might look like demonic faces. Has Rachel put those meanings there in the work, or are we just drawing them out? Well, she's not telling us, and she's not taking us to a fixed conclusion, a fixed destination. Instead, she plunges us on this endless search and into this endless flow of reflections and projections, which is a good place for us to end momentarily and travel well from here on in.